You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
My name is Ali Casaza, and I am here to normalize moms living their dream lives and helping them create it too. I'm a mom of four, a number one best-selling author, a self-made multi-seven-figure entrepreneur, and the curator of transformational online spaces for moms. I am all about helping you design a life and a motherhood of enjoyment, pleasure, and ease. All words that are so rarely associated with being a mom. That changes now. Welcome to The Shift, babe. This is The Purpose Show. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. Hello, my amazing tribe of women. It is officially time for a huge, massive announcement. We have been building to this and it's time. So over the past 7-8 years, it has been an absolute privilege and passion of mine to serve and empower women like you through Ali Casaza, the brand, and all of my courses that have been housed underneath that brand. You guys have this determination and thirst for growth that has always inspired me to continuously expand my own knowledge and to pour that into my offerings in this business. Together, we have achieved so many incredible milestones. We have created 20 transformative courses. We have done work with over 100 private clients and guiding you and more than 35,000 students on their personal growth journeys. It's so amazing what has happened in these past years. But honestly, I believe there is so much more that we can do together. What has been built is just not big enough to hold where I believe we're headed. Your desires, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, they are at the heart of every single thing I do. It fuels my own. And that is why I have been taking the time to declutter my business the way I teach you guys to declutter your homes and just create space for a fresh approach that truly nurtures and elevates our growth, our learning, and our communication and our community in a way that the old model just cannot. I know that you are ready to keep going, ready to receive support so that you can elevate in your life. And I am now officially prepared to deliver that for you. And I am so freaking excited. I have been like stuck on what's next for the past 18 months or so, and it has been rough. Oh my God. Like I've just been really in this and trying to figure out, trying to be open for the download of like what to do next, because just I want to give you an experience that goes beyond all the limitations of the traditional course online program model. And what I've figured out is transformation is just, it's simply not like a one size fits all journey. It's raw, it's imperfect, it's pretty chaotic, and it's always evolving. And that's what this new platform that I'm about to tell you about is all about. It is about embracing this evolution, always becoming her, always becoming, you know, the highest version of ourselves and creating space where we can all do that together and always be growing and adding new things in a way that the course model just didn't let me. I have this relentless pursuit in me, this relentless pursuit of happiness and excellence that has led me to seek out all kinds of learnings and certifications, to devour books and immerse myself in all kinds of different programs to learn and grow, all to make sure that my coaching skills are honed to perfection for you. I want you to know how much I love you all and how committed I am to staying at the forefront of my coaching expertise. I want to provide you with the absolute best guidance on your journeys. So, this is me inviting you into the next level of doing life together. I am here to be your guide, your confidant, and the catalyst for your personal metamorphosis. This new space I've created is a sanctuary for those of you who refuse to settle, refuse to stay stuck or stagnant, who desire to grow, who desire positive changes that don't feel overwhelming to take on, and most of all, who want freeing personal transformation. This is a space where all of that can happen, and it can happen with ease and with enjoyment. So, I know you're ready. I know you're ready to break free from the confines of your past and what you've been through and who you've been, to step into your power, to embrace this journey of self-discovery that we've been on together like never before. And that's who I'm here for. This new era of transformative coaching is all about you, your dreams, your goals, and your fulfillment. So let's do this journey together. Introducing the Becoming Her Collective. Welcome to a place where your desires are honored, you have space to know, love, and accept yourself, and where you have the support and tools from me to practically create the life you truly want and have always deserved. I am so thrilled to be by your side in this. This is huge. This is a huge shift. My love, this exists purely for your growth, for your empowerment, and the amazing person that you are and are becoming. This is the shift, my friend. Go get all the details and soak it up, alikasaza.com/collective. You get to choose your own pricing, and whatever you choose, you get grandfathered in at. So this is going, you guys know me, I am always evolving, always growing, always adding, and I always increase pricing to make sure there is a positive energy exchange and an equal energy exchange between what I am delivering and people who are coming on board and wanting to be a part of receiving that from me. So the price is always going to be increasing accordingly. Get in now, be a part of this with me at the ground level. This is huge. We are going to grow this thing so big and so beautiful. Come join now. Snag whatever price feels good to you and get grandfathered into that. Be a part of this from the very beginning. I love you guys so much. I am so freaking excited and so thankful for every single one of you who are taking me up on this, getting in, joining me, and building this new castle in this big empire, this movement that I want to create with you that empowers and supports women in every area of their lives. This has gone so much further than decluttering. It's so incredible. alikasaza.com/collective. Hi, friend. Welcome to another episode of the Purpose Show podcast. I've been thinking about something lately, and this morning I was like, you know what? I've got studio time today. This just needs to be an episode. So here we go. I feel like my life has been done backwards by accident in many ways. And that's okay. But it is a thing. And here's what I mean. Getting married as basically a freaking teenager, I didn't have alcohol at all until I was 28 years old. Actually, I think I had a little bit on my honeymoon in Jamaica, because in Jamaica, you can drink at 18 and we were barely 20. So yeah, but other than that, didn't go out and have drinks until I was 28 with Brian when we were married, and we would go out on date nights and let's get into beer. Let's get into wine. This cocktail looks really good. Let's try that. And we got to know what we like and kind of explored that 28. And then, I'm 36 right now as I'm recording this, and my daughter's 14 years old. My youngest son is 8 years old. He's going to be 9 in 6 weeks, 8 weeks. And I'm single. I just ended a romantic relationship. And I've been dating for 2 years. I've been divorced for 2 years. And I'm wanting to travel, wanting to see other parts of the world, while I'm raising kids. It's, I feel like there's this societal norm of like, okay, like you go to high school, then you go to college, and college is your time to explore, to drink, to play, to party, to connect with yourself, to date around. Then you meet someone there and you get married and then you have kids. But by that time you've already traveled and partied and like done the whole thing. And like, then you just like work and retire and then it's your golden years and then you die. And morbid, but I just feel like I've been thinking so much lately about how I've really done things accidentally, like very backwards. It was very traditional in terms of like religion and institutions because you like, oh, I courted someone from my very religious private school and now we're getting married because we touched each other before marriage and we need to get married now. And that's the right thing to do. Like our religion just really like glorified marriage and hyper fixated on getting married like right away. So that's what we did. And having kids, like in that sense, I did everything, you know, quote, right. But I never dated. I never traveled anywhere. I'd never been out of the country, really. Like our honeymoon was at a sandals resort in Jamaica. But other than that, like, no, never. So now I'm in this place where I'm like, okay, like I have been like going out to the club with the girls and going on dates and finding myself and connecting with myself and being alone for the first time ever and like dating and doing all this fun stuff, wanting to travel, like, and feeling weird. I've been feeling like guilty for it. And this is the time where like, it's another thing where I am talking about this before I fully processed it, before I'm really past it and like healed. I'm talking about things as I'm in them more and more. I kind of touched on that and talked about that in a previous episode, but like I've been feeling guilty about it. Like, oh, I shouldn't be able to travel. I have kids. Oh, I shouldn't like, oh, feel guilty for dating, like feel guilty for like wanting to see the world and making like plans while I'm raising kids. Like, oh, my focus is split. I already felt guilty for like having a business at the same time as raising my kids. You know, at one point I got over that and, you know, that's ridiculous, but that used to be there. And then I get over that and I create something new to feel guilty for. Like, this morning, I was telling the hairdresser while I was getting a blowout about the solo trip to Mexico that I finally scheduled for myself. I finally scheduled it for myself and I felt like guilty because she knows I have 4 kids. And like, I feel weird even now saying that I got a blowout this morning, that I got a blowout and I was talking about a trip to Mexico. Like, why the fuck do I feel guilty for going and getting a blowout, paying someone to do a job she's happy to do and investing in her and her like motherhood and her life and her craft and her skill and paying her and tipping like 30% like I always do? Like, why do I feel guilty about that? Why do I feel guilty for booking myself a solo trip with the money that I earned with my gift and my skills and my method and teaching it to other women all across the world and working my ass off and building this company from the ground up by myself and then making money and using some of it to take myself on a trip when I've never done anything for myself? I've never taken that time. I'm very good at day-to-day little moments of self-care, but I am not at this moment. I am not good at really pouring into myself because I feel like it's too much. It's too much to take 5 days, to take a week, whatever, and go away by yourself. What about the kids? What are people going to think? You're selfish. That's too much. Again, I'm back to being too much. I'm the selfish one. I'm the whatever. And it's like, even now, like, just feeling guilty for prioritizing my time alone that I scheduled for myself after years and years of serving everyone else and working so hard to build this and to be able to even do this. And even now, guys, like even right now saying this as what I'm saying right now, I'm probably trying to earn my rest and earn my trip by showing you how worthy I am and how hard I've worked to get here and how long it's been since I was alone. And well, I've just been really craving it and needing it. So I have to go, right? Fuck that. We don't need permission. We don't need to earn it. We don't need an excuse. If you want to go on a solo trip, go. The only reason I feel weird about this is because women that have children don't do this and they need to more than anybody. Just because you have kids you are raising does not mean it is not your time to do nothing for yourself, that your days of traveling solo and taking a few days to go to Cancun or, you know, go down to staycation are over. Fuck that. This is when you need it more than any other time. I have felt guilty for dating and enjoying myself because I'm a mom. And like, what does that even mean? Why? No. This is such a sign in myself that I've been subscribing to societal pressure and bullshit. I'm done. I am doing life my way. My life went this way, and so much of it just was by accident. I am so glad I had my kids young. I'm going to be like 42, I think, when Emmett is 18, like out of the house, just an adult. Like, I am so glad. Everything went this way and it needed to. It was meant to. It's part of my story. It's part of my journey here as, you know, an incarnated being on this planet in this timeline. But I am done feeling guilty for going within, for wanting to love me. And I want to normalize this, and I will take the heat. I will take the like selfish labels or whatever if it means that I'm living by example and showing women that like maybe you can't go to Mexico. I'm super excited. I've never really been. I've never been to Cancun. I'm very excited to go and do that for myself. I'm staying at an all-inclusive resort and I'm just not leaving that property. I am just staying and vibing. I'm very excited. This is the perfect time. The day I ended my relationship with Mystery Man, I booked this trip and I am so ready. Even in that, like I made sure I booked it immediately tail ending a family trip. We are doing our annual big family trip with my parents and my siblings and everybody to Minnesota. We go to the Vikings opening game every single year. We stay at a cabin for a few days. So I made sure that I booked this Mexico trip right after a big family trip. So it's like, okay, I spent a lot of focused family time. So now I earned it and I can go on my trip. This is dumb. Brian would never feel that way. He wouldn't feel, as a man, he just wouldn't think that way. This is on women and it's bullshit. It's toxic and it ends now. I'm done. So I'm going. Maybe the guilt will be there and it'll come with me. That's fine. I'll take it. I'll put it in the suitcase with me, but I am not letting it be in the driver's seat anymore. I am not going to be made to feel guilty for living my life and soaking up my kids and soaking up my business and my work and my time with Brian and Bella and Leland and Hudson and Emmett and Phoebe, of course, Phoebe too. Like soaking this up and then soaking up my time alone, feeling an intuitive pull to end a good romantic relationship because I need me and doing it. I'm not going to feel guilty about doing it for me. This epidemic of unnecessary patriarchal guilt that women are carrying, this can't be good for us, friends. It's got to be making us sick. We've got to stop it. I am in this like live. I'm in this raw. I am currently processing this. And so I just want you to know, even as I'm doing this episode and talking about these things, like I feel so uncomfortable and so nervous, and I still feel like so selfish and off and guilty about parts of this, but I am pushing through it because I know what I feel, I know what I need, and I'm going to respond to my inner being. I'm going to respond to this nudge from my higher self to get alone and make this uncomfortable few days in Cancun by myself happen. So anyway, I hope this was helpful. I hope this resonates with you and supports you in just prioritizing yourself and knowing that you're not alone and you don't need to earn it. That's all. I love you guys so much. Rooting for you always.
Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram at Ali_thatsme, or you can search Ali Kazaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster, and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to aliecasauza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Casauza, and this is The Purpose Show.